from the deep of his heart with. With great compassion, Rinpoche likes to say hello to everybody. So first we do a prayer to Buddha. So Rinpoche is going to teach today about the Buddhist science about the mind, on the mind.
So the
profound science on the mind, according to the Buddhist view, was basically composed by Dignaga in his great work, the Pramana Samuchaya. And there is another important work, the Pramana Vartika by
Dhammakirti.
So why is it called Buddhist science on the mind? It is because one is analyzing with wisdom one's mind and because one is distinguishing it accordingly.
Tene ta yong te ni ji lu so la so lan da chu da ke ye pe yong te ni ji lu so la kar ke par sa na sem thur ba da ma thur ba sem ma thur ba da thur ba ni ke par sem ma thur ba te ming la che ma che ge sem thur ba te ming la che ming ji lu se ge.
So according to this to the tradition of this two texts, the Pramana Samuchaya by Dignaga and the Pramana Vartika by Dhammakirti, according to this tradition, one distinguishes between mind which is deluded and a mind which is free from delusion. A mind free from delusion is called valid cognition, and like a mind which is not free from delusion is called the contrary, not a non-valid cognition.
So, as
with regards to valid cognition, one distinguishes two types of valid cognitions. First, there is a valid cognition which is made by relying on a reason that one is establishing, or that one cognizes the intelligible object with the help of a reason, and this is called an inferential valid cognition. And the other valid cognition is a cognition which is not relying on a reason and is called a direct valid cognition.
ye kan ye to me ye par to pe ko jor je me ye par to pe lo te la ji pa lo te ji pa se mar kar re se na me ngo som de dong yo mare to wa thong wa la tin te pe ne hing na sing ta hing na sing na me ye par thong mare to ta la tin te hing na hing na ke wi so me ye par ji so po pa te ji pa se mar kar re se na ta ta Toyota latin de me yobar jisu popare, den rawo la jibat se ma segre.
So, here an example now to explain inferential valid cognition. An inferential valid cognition, for example, is to notice that there is fire by cognizing its signs, the smoke. For example, if there is a fire in a forest, one can't see the fire directly. However, one can see the smoke directly. And with the help of the sign or characteristic, the smoke, so to say, of the fire, one can infer that in the forest there is fire.
Te jiba tsemar karre sena jujin je seba latin te ta jujin je seba latin te tene sena ngobo na mata paji su tope tope chegir ti sena seba ta latin te tanda kojor mata pa tope sena jiba tsemar.
So another example for inferential valid cognition, so given on first relying on the reason of that things are compounded, outside and inside things can be inferred as being impermanent. Or again, given outside and inside phenomena or things, it follows that they are impermanent since they are compounded.
Nguson tong mato pa kojur jungo po nam nguson tong ya ga thab yo mare ta ta ten chik la ten de tene jipa ke jipa che me to go pare.
So what can't be directly experienced, one can infer then by its cognition of its characteristics, and what can't be directly seen can thus be inferred.
Tena nga tu le jomre dan jeba nga apse tesu tamche ngun su to togo yo mare ngun su to mato pa tenam teni ta la ten te jipa tseme kone jipa tseme to kore.
So for example, like cause and effect, and we can't see directly, we can't have a direct cognition of that. However, we can infer that by its signs or by its characteristics.
Monson tema se jete tatang tatang ten chik la tin mugupar tene lote yarza te monson do ton to pa pen tan dan nga zu zok te monson do thong to gre zok monjur yim se na monson do thong to gre tatar je dra te monjur yim se na monson do thong to gre tina tate zok jebe mek nam hi tang dran jebe nab nam hi te ta da ten chik le tu go go mare tene ngun so yar zan zem be se na ngun so mce mare.
So now the direct valid cognition, the direct valid cognition doesn't need a sign, a characteristic or a reason. Direct valid cognition can be experienced without such a sign. For example, a form in front of us can directly be experienced, as well as the sound of snipping the fingers can be directly perceived. And the sound and the consciousness which is perceiving this sound is then a thought of direct valid cognition, because it's possible to perceive it directly without relying on a reason.
Par soj lamb chema koin le te pa le meng da re cho jor ba ye tok pa tang dar ngon so mo hi sung pare.
So as Dignaga said in his Pramana Samuchaya, like direct valley cognition is free of thoughts, which is connected to names or character or categories.
Tela mingdang rek siya de karasana pena kava kava tavo mingre kava mingre rek siya de karasana palang tavo rek rek mingre ta ming kava tavo mingdang palang tavo rek thani dang derva dra dang derva ina tokje re mingdang rek so jorva ina tokje re mingdang rek dang Rekso than Jorva than Trava, Mengda Rekso Jorva, Mengda Rekso Jorva te Tokere, Mengda Rekso Jorve Tokwa than Trava te, then you want some statement in your temple.
So, as to names or categories, for example, a column or a pillar is a name, whereas something like cows is a category for a group of animals. And like thoughts which are connected now to this kind of concepts, like names and categories, like a direct valid cognition is now free from this kind of thoughts.
Tena ngon som tsema te tokpa tan traba re, tokpa tan traba jun tsini kar re se na, meng tan rek so jor ten tsimba yo ma re.
So direct valid cognition is free of thoughts, and if one asks why, it is not connected to names and concepts. It's free, its cognition is free and not based on names and concepts.
Tena tajur ko na ngonsom tsema chuchin tokpa tan traba yinde meng tan rekso jornin zimba mepe se kipa tabo te tajur.
So now, if we put this in syllogism, now given direct, then it should change.
When some tema chuchin, Toda yinde, Ming da rezo, Jordan zema medicine.
So given a direct valid cognition, it is free of thought, since there is no perception of names or concepts.
When some tell a yena, A wang bo ngun som tsema, ye ngun som tsema, rare ngun som tsema, nanjur ngun som tsema de ye yur.
So if one distinguishes now, or if one enumerates now the different types of direct valid cognitions, there are four. First, there is a direct valid cognition of the form having a sense faculty. Then there is a direct valid cognition of the mind. Then there is a direct valid cognition of self-awareness. And finally, the yogic direct valid cognition.
Deyang tema kundu le, wangbo le to se ma yin, rangrang rikza tanyi ke, teme ngo wangbo yoro songbar, se kangba song.
So again, Rinpoche quotes now from the Pramana Samuchaya by Dignaga, and it says, from sense faculties, thoughts can't arise. What is to be perceived by one's own self-awareness can't be expressed by concepts. Its very essence is the object of the faculty, of the sense faculty.
Tajur kona wangbu nambar hipa chuchin. Wangbu nambar hipa la chuchin. Tokje sipa mayinte rangrang rikza tanye jitemba mayinba kanyike. Ngowo rangtsin ngonsum da namez. Ngowo wangbu yorinbez. Ote.
So if we put this in a syllogism, then again, given the sense faculties, there is no or no thoughts can arise from them, because or since, by the perception or by what is perceived by one's own self-awareness is not thought or is not expressed by thoughts or concepts.
Da ta ko lawa se na danda wang bu nambar hipe ming dang tani mzein be ser dang yo ranchi tani lende be ranchi te sarwan zin be ting se ni je wang hi tokye ma yin par ten bar wang hi la nam do me par ten bar.
So if one puts it in an easier way, so given the consciousnesses of the sense faculties, there are no thoughts arising from them, since they don't perceive, or they perceive without concepts or names.
No, better. Yi jiang se jute karre se na wan hi je tani mzen ba da ran chen sa wa na wa de yin to yi je ngo som che me jiang tani jing ge ma re ran chen a ngo jin cha den jing ge re song ba re.
So in the same text it continues sent by Yi Jiang. And this means the same applies to the mind. And again, from the mind faculty itself, the thoughts don't arise, because it is a conception of perception of with specific characteristics and free of a concept.
Tajur ko na dere ye jingwen som chema ye jingwen som chema yang chu jin to da yin de to da du ge ye jingwen som chema to da du ye jingwen som chema chu jin to da yin de ye jingwen som chema de tan yi men zen ba kan ye ta ran chen sarwan jin be
sa o de. So again given the faculty or the sense faculty of the mind, there it is free of concepts or thoughts, since it is not like perceiving any concepts, but it is a perception of a specific characteristic in a clear way.
Tangbo segor je drande segor je drande zimbe wangbu number hi ba da wangong re wangong ga be ke ji ni ba le yi ji ngon som ji gre yi ji ngon som de ke ji me ji gre de ga kwa da de nam do je ba.
So if one asks now how the thoughts of the mind arise, so like let's see this example. There is the snipping of the fingers and a sound. So in the first moment, the form having faculty, sense faculty of the ear, is perceiving the sound. So in the second instant, then the mind faculty is then perceiving the perception of this first instant. Whereas in this after the second instant, then only the thoughts of the mind arise.
Tema, tema kundu tang namre teso le hepa keta ja chenpo yore mang hepa mangpo yore.
So about that, the first instant of the arising of the the consciousness of the sense faculty and of the mind faculty, and then about the arising of thoughts, there are a lot of detailed explanations in the Brahmana Samuchaya and Vakti. So if one now distinguishes this direct valid cognitions of the form having consciousnesses, or faculties, sorry, of the form having faculties, sense faculties, and of the mind, a faculty, we have five categories to each, so it makes 2 times 5, 10. So to the first, to the form having sense faculties, We have then the direct valid cognition related to the five different sense faculties, like the eye, then the ear, the nose, the tongue, and the body, which makes five direct valid cognitions. So again, we have now five different types of direct valid cognitions of the mind sense faculty, like related to these five direct valid cognitions of the five different form heading sense faculties.
Tene somba ta rangre ngon som tsema re, rangre ngon som tsema yang dor, ton dang cha la so rangre tokpa me pa yin somba.
So again, now according to the Pramana Samuchaya, the direct valid cognition of self-awareness, and it says that the direct valid cognition of self-awareness is free of thoughts.
Cha la so se je kap so cha se je den de cha re de cha ye dang nga ja tha do la so pe sem song dang den da zo bu sem dang de cha la so pe sem song tham je gang ga rang re kware rang ngo rang gre.
So in the text it says chak la sopa, and this means duchak, so to say, attachment and so forth. Here we have then all the mind or the mental factors like attachment, hatred, and so forth. And they are all self-awareness. And this self-awareness is free of concepts or thoughts. So the principal mind and all the mental factors are all self-awareness and they are free of mind.
Chala so tajur ko na doi cha tang hedan la so pe sem nan chujin ran re yin de rang ngo wo tong yin la ma tu pa sa bar nyung wa se rang ngo wo rang ngo wo tong da yin la ma tu pa rang nyung wa se rang ngo wo te rang sa bar nyung wa se doi cha ngo wo te rang nyung tu gre he dang ge sem de rang nyung tu gre wo te.
So if we put it in a syllogism, given attachment, hatred, and so forth, it is
yinte karere
docha hedan yinte rangre yinte
it is
rang ngo reserve rang nyung se tere.
So it is self awareness because it is not relying on something else, and it is a direct experience in itself without relying on something else.
Tante tendate ko devo sona pena decha yedan deva dunga tab sem kande ji china ya rang ngo rang nyong tu re decha ke sem china ya sem te rang ngo rang nyong tu re te rang re re yedan ji china ya yedan ke sem rang ngo te rang nyong tu re kande yin.
So again, for an easier understanding, attachment, hatred, joy or suffering, whatever arises in one's mind, it is experienced in its own essence, like the mind is experiencing it in itself. So, for example, if attachment is arising, like this attachment is experienced in its own essence by one's own mind, and this is then called self.
Tene teta rangri meba yena chung kare yore sena chung chimbu yore. Kare sena sem rangke tene tanda deva ta dunga kande ji chona ya rang e nyoma te rang re re rang nyoma to no deva ta dunga kande ji chona ya rang ha ma go ba rang re rang se manyo pe rang 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 se rang ko to chur ba rang se rang ko jo to thar ba chu yo re
So if one wonders if it is correct that there is a self-awareness, then if there is no self-awareness, it is a big mistake. Because if there is no self-awareness, like feelings, like joy, happiness, and so forth, or can't be experienced in itself, or like there can't be experiences at all, which are experienced in itself. And this would be a mistake to say that there is no self-awareness.
Dela rang nyamnyong teng ni che chogo yer karre sena rang la sen na deva chona deva te rang nyong gun doge ha ko gun doge ta na deva te rang nyong rang ha ko na deva la rang nyong yer rang re yer ba
So self-awareness can be established by one's own experiences. By, for example, if we are happy, we experience this happiness by ourselves in itself, and thus self-awareness can be established.
Semle donga ji chona donga de chowa re semle. Donga de donga ji chowa de rang rang nyong thogu doge ta kore. Rang rang nyong thom na de rang re. Rang rang nyong mato be ina tene donga te rang ma nyong be sena donga ka rang rang la kanya noy go mare. Raba.
So, again, let's take the example of suffering. So if we experience suffering, then the suffering mind can experience the suffering itself. So the suffering can experience the suffering itself. And if this is not possible, like suffering could not hurt us. Or
Then I say, Ranga ngo ranga manyong na ke nam hi ti ro ro kanre su nyong yo ha mo ba cha kare ha ko ko mare
so for example if we are eating a chocolate and we taste sweet then this sweetness if this sweetness is not experiencing itself or if the mind is not experiencing in itself the sweetness then how could it be possible to have taste or to experience taste
begendo pena taresa mojilile poportana de rezare rezan zempe nam hite zo semre rwa zo binam hite dela ranyo yona zo binam hite ke rezan nyu nyu ate ranyo yona rezan zempa ta kokre kase ranyo mina ran nyu mina tene luje luje nam hite ke rezan zempa te tene ha kokumare karse na nam hi ran la ranyo ran la rang ngo re pe ranyo yo
tsobo semre rwa
re re luhite luje nam hi
luki nam che tsobo
to semre rwa
tsorbsto tsorbe semre
ma tsorba ma tsobu sem
tsobo semre
nam hi tso tso je je na ni me luje nam hi rwa tso sem dang kor sem zo ni je na tsorbe sem ma da tso sem
So, for example, if like we touch our arm with its paws, then we have a perception, and this is then the principal mind, and we have a perception, a consciousness of the body sense faculty. And like again, if this like feeling of a touch is not like experiencing itself, if the mind is not experiencing itself, or if the experience, the essence of the experience is not experiencing itself, how could there be the feeling of touch?
Donc ceci est vrai aussi pour le contact. Lorsque il y a un contact agréable ou désagréable avec la...
Tene oma, oma pa, oma rantong pa, mambo ke, rangre la gakpa japa, rangre yo marasene, gakpa yo bese na, tene rangre de la, jepa chava.
So the Madhyamikas, especially the Rangtong Madhyamika, or the Madhyamikas which establish an emptiness in itself, they refute the existence of self-awareness. Actually, there is a lot of analysis and refutation of the concept of self-awareness.
Donc cette tenir en rectet to kawai be jumse karre sana rantong lo la danda jase khaba le chunjok le rare laga pa japata khenchin khaban chu oma jin le thani to rare yobar song bare yobar khela bare ti se na tenir en rectet khin to par kawai bare to kawai.
So, like in the Bodhicayavatara of Shantideva, the existence of self-awareness is refuted, whereas the Shantirakshita in his Madhyamaka Alankara is actually postulating the self-awareness.
Ta te ta ka ton dor do na sem la rigzi sem da rigzi ji sem ni me par rigza da rigzi ni me pe ni me pe chor je rang ngo rang re kwa am rang ngo rang nyu wan de pare ten da de na.
So if one brings this in a short sentence, like the self-awareness is free of something which is perceiving and something to be perceived, and is perception in itself free of this duality of perceiver and perceived.
Ta na ngon sum yeba de nanjur ngon sum tsema re nanjur ngon sum tsema te tsema dole nanjur nam je lame te mandi pa ye ton cham thong sum bare te ka sum nanjur ngon sum tsema chini te bare.
So now we come to the fourth direct valid cognition, the direct valid cognition of the yogins. And again, Rinpoche quotes from the Brahmana Samuchaya. And here it says that, like, shown by the Lama or the teacher of all the yogis, one is perceiving like the direct meaning.
Nanjur nam je lame tin mantipa ye ton cham tong nanjur nam je lama job san je re nanjur ba tham je je lama nanjur ba tham je je nan cho to chur ba te san je re nanjur nam je lama job san je je ten ba te thumong ta du se na den ge mata churuk re den ge mata churuk te tok pa tham mandir ba raba meng da re so jor ba tok pa tham mandir ba ngoy som don thongwa te nanjur ngoy som se ma re song ba re nanjur nam je lame ti ma di pa yi ton za kar re sa na thoya thoya ma re thoya te de ki ma ta jo rok re kar ma de ba re se ra che tan chin chin chik do ma di ba na de ki ma ta jo rok ra che de tang nam do le char be chin chin ni chik do de na to ba re chik do ma di ba ra che
So, like as a cognition shown by the Lama of the yogis, so to say the Buddha of all practitioners, is then the direct valid cognition which is free of thought and which is free of delusions, like and the specific characteristics and general characteristics are then perceived in a direct way without being obstructed or deluded.
Tanajrumason temate andor dona gomba lesome gom japa lesome tokpata toda mantrave toda mantra rekwala na jungma sun sema sigre
bomba. So like in short, like the direct valid cognition of a yogi is like a cognition which has arisen from meditation and which is free of concepts and delusions.
Tene tumo mai ba thepa chembe lok tar de se na ton tam ba den ba ngo ton tam ba den ba gomba la te te ton dan den ba ngo som to tok pe to ra ma tar be rekpa la na jur ngo som chena se.
And if one explains it in the not common great vehicles and Mahayana, it is by meditation one realizes the ultimate or the absolute reality, which is sent free of thoughts or of delusion.
Om ye na ni ngo som tang go som te sin jin kang ga le yure ngo som ye pa nan jur ngo som te tenin phak pa la ma do yo ma.
So within these four direct valid cognitions, ordinary sentient beings have all the first three direct valid cognitions, whereas the fourth, the yogic direct valid cognition, only the noble ones have.
Then tang ngon som ye de ngon som tema temba de la cheman dole ngon som tema heba la cheman dole lewichi yure namde la yang ngon som lewis lewichi ge.
So, the explanation of the four direct valid cognitions are explained in one full chapter in the Pramana Samuchaya, as well as in one chapter in the Pramana Vatika. And this shows that they are very important.
Are tene yong te ni la karma padumba chura jamsin deva chenpo yore po te ni yore te la deva mingla chinla sema rejong jamsu sigre.
So these two important texts, the Pramana Samuchaya and the Pramana Vatika, have been like commented by the seventh Karmapa, Chögyi Trakpa, and he composed this text, Rikshun Gyamtso, which is a commentary on these two.
Yung Jansu se gub jumsen kar san rekpe yong de rekpe yong lo tema koin le de ba dang tema nam de ni zo wer se be de ne rekpe yong lo ha jang ja jin bu yure de da tam che jik de de ba jik de de be yong yin be se na rekpe yong lo ge jansu se ba.
So if one asks why it is called rekpe shung lu gyamtso, and it is the ocean, it is called the ocean, or the text of the ocean of reasoning. It is because these two texts, Pramana Samuchaya and the Pramana Vatika, are very vast, and because these two texts are combined in this ocean of reasoning by the seventh Karmapa.
Tene teme yunlo teda nangpa lo la semje chenre re semje chenre yinpe jumsen karara sana hien la sem la rekpe takke hin de chawa yore sem thurpa da mantrwa kande yimba dang mantrwa le yeba kande yeba thurpa le yeba kande yeba rekpe go ni hin de takke chawa yeba se na tene sem ji chen le.
And these two texts are like a Buddhist science of the mind, because they really analyze our mind, say distinguish between the deluded mind and the mind which is free of any delusions, and it is a very profound analysis, and therefore it is called the Buddhist science on the mind.
Tene yang semje chere yena takke kona ma to gomme ba rebe chena gomme ba mare munsom ye yena ne munsom ye ba de gomzong ge ba re gomme ba re.
So if one thinks that this is only something for reasoning or studying and has nothing to do with meditation, this is not right. For example, within the four direct valid cognitions, the fourth direct valid cognition arises from meditation.
sanje ji komba thop thog rebe chen thog re yomche kar re chen na tene ngoy som ye ba nan jor ngoy som de komba thar sin du tene nam ba tam jin jin bi hi sin jor ware de se na tene nam ba sem ji chen la tu sang gom som se na sanje ji komba thop thog re.
So also with this texts on logic, it is possible also to achieve the fully enlightenment by listening, reflecting, and meditating on these teachings on logic.
Tetar par soj lambo da chuje trape, thema koinle tepa da namre nile, sanje ji chu yang takpa yinba tang. Chu tuenba po tuenba sanje de yang takpa yinba de, Deipa goni drupa mayimpa rikpa goni drupa re, rikpa drupa re.
So these two texts, the Brahmana Samuchaya by Dignaga and the Brahmana Vatika by Dhammakirti, they are like a Buddhist teaching which like appeals not to our faith, but rather to our reasoning and to our logical understanding.
Tumba tan tenpa yang tapa yimpa te la tsema par soj lamb chema kundu le che kangba ni ma do yo ma re tin der che la tene par chu je ta chema nam der to le be che yo re le be che te la chema tro be le be se le be che re tem da ga se yo re ta da rom te lo par che yo re tep che yo re le be che re ha koma so ha tuen ba san je re Tenba tambe chure, tenba sanje yang takpa yimba, tenba tambe chu yang takpa yimba te, par soje lambu tsema kundu le, tse kangba nima to yomare. Tsema churba rola pingi, but tenba dekik jobla, sansa dezer, tse kangba nire, te yoko mudogrobatanda, tse kangba nire, tin de he la, tene, chuja trape, tsema namder to, tse kangba nid. Tema kundu le tse kangba ni te yen rewa tsema namre le lebo che yore lebo ha kusunga
ha kusunga
chapter
kundu la tene kangba ni
tse kangba ni re te lapsunga tsema ra churba nrola ping yeba tuenba derkik jobla saan sarte o te re tse kangba ni re tse ni re tse kangba ni re Tse kangpa nyi rwa, ta namdre tse ma kundu jen drewa re. Ha kuzunga, di tse kangpa nyi drewa la namdre la tene leba chik yo re. Leba chik te tem daga sa chiyo re, tem daga sa chiyo re. Shira ja chen bu yo re.
So for example, there are two lines in the Pramana Samuchaya which praise the Buddha, and this is so important, and this is reckoned as that important, that in the Pramana Vatika, which is a commentary on the Pramana Samuchaya, there is a whole chapter commenting these two lines.
Tena sanje tenpa sanje yang takpa yinpa, te chu yang takpa yinpa, Te rekpa goni drom na tene tsema kundu ta namdir te sulub yung su kukri.
So if one likes to establish by logic that the teacher, the Buddha, is pure or correct and his teaching is pure or correct, one has to study these texts.
Lang chura ni je drupsar te kandre re se na sanje yang takpa yinpa jumsin je chu yang takpa yinpa drupa mare. Ten rabo drupsar mare. Chute yang takpa yinpa dunga ji nyingpo yinpa junsin ji chute yinpa po sanje yang takpa yinpa drupa re. Tuenpa sanje yang takpa yinpa, jiwa yang takpa yinpa, jiwa cheba ji yinpa drupa re. Drupsar te tenra ure.
So like Dignaga and Dhammakirti, they are not justifying the teachings or the Dharma by the Buddha, rather say by say establish the validity of the teachings by using arguments like the noble truth of suffering, and by this truth or by this like proof they establish the teaching, and by that as a Buddha.
Ta tenba sanje le yi che te sanje yang ta pa yin ba chi bu che par chi yin ba yang ta par khe lang te ti jum chin che tenba yang da yin bu jum chin che ti song bu chu tam che yang ta pa yin par khe lang na ke len chor te re pe lok sor mare te pe jin rang lok sor
So establishing the validity of the Buddhist teachings by the reason of that Buddha or the pure Buddha has taught them is not establishing the validity of the teachings by means of logic, but this is establishing the validity by means of faith and devotion.
Okay, Korbe korbe tsaba danzen ji nyimbo yimbe serno donga da nyumong ji nyimbo yimba drop de chu yang ta pa yimbe sungbe chu de yang ta pa yimbe jun chen ji sungba po ton ba de yang ta pa drop ba so lang chu da ti drop sor te rip drop sor
so again like a dignaga is the validity of the Buddhist teaching by teaching the truth of suffering, impermanence, and so forth. And by that reasons, one then can see the validity of the teaching, and like one then uses logic instead of faith.
So these
were today the teachings on the four direct valid cognitions according to the Pramana Samuchaya composed by
Dignaga.
So after that there are teachings on non-valid cognitions and like this will be taught
later.
So if you have any questions, please ask.
Vous avez des questions?
Y a-t-il une analogie ou une relation entre ce que l'on appelle la conscience et elle-même et ce que les Occidentaux appellent le subconscient de l'inconscient? Si on peut faire ça.
Jean-Luc, non pas que Jean-Luc, dans nous sur la Saint-Guit Saint-Luc, là, de la.
Derava tan tela nambalo la kuinki sele chire kuinki te namchi tamche ji ye namchi tamche ji zaware pakha ya bi ye are nga chwe pe na le kande ji se na ya le je pakha te kuinki te ni ya gre kuinki te la kya yakpa la tin de kuinki te la pakha yakpa la tin de yang thur pe namchi ji gre ten da wore
Et cette conscience fondamentale, c'est sur cette conscience fondamentale que se mettent, si l'on peut dire, ou que par cette conscience fondamentale, que sont véhiculées les tendances fondamentales du passé. D'accord, le karma, etc., les tendances fondamentales à fonctionner d'une certaine façon. Et donc, à partir de là, ces tendances fondamentales vont se manifester hein, par la conscience. à la conscience, disons. Mais elles sont véhiculées par cette conscience fondamentale. Donc, Mouché dit, il ne peut pas répondre sur l'inconscient et le subconscient, parce qu'il ne connaît pas, mais il dit, il peut présenter le point de vue bouddhiste, et c'est à vous de voir par rapport aux doctrines. Oui, tout à fait. Oui, oui. C'est empreinte karmique, karma, tendance fondamentale. Ça, c'est le même. Ils sont véhiculés, donc, d'une existence à une autre.
So if there are no questions, we meditate a little.
Here, Semando is a check thing and doing in Kiransuti and Allah Jacobs, Jepas, some of them.
So we do now some kind of analytical meditation on these four direct valid cognitions which have been taught.
Oh, good.